theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access, showcasing what venues have to offer, with Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. It's a pleasure to highlight one of the fun seasonal shows on offer, the much-loved traditional pantomime Mother Goose, starring Ian McCallan, John Bishop and Anna Jane Casey, produced by Ambassador Theatre Group Productions. This is touring at various venues across the UK until April the 1st, 2023, with audio-described performances available at selected theatres. Mother Goose is a bit of a hybrid panto that is a cross between a variety show and traditional-style panto vehicle for celebrated actor and entertainer Ian McCallan, who, along with comedian John Bishop and musical theatre star Anna Jane Casey and a talented ensemble, all have wonderful chemistry and put on a fun extravaganza that sizzles with energy and never lets up until the very end. Written by acclaimed comedy and soap writer Jonathan Harvey, the jokes, banter, political put-downs and cultural references never stop coming and keep it quick-witted and entertaining throughout. The synopsis for the show states, meet Mother Goose, McCallan, and her husband Vic, played by John Bishop. Running an animal sanctuary for waifs and strays, they live a wholesome life inside an abandoned Debenhams, but when a magical goose comes a-knocking, will fame and fortune get the better of them? Will Mars feathers get ruffled? Will Pa tell everyone to get stuffed? And is their humble life about to turn foul? Get ready for fairies with hefty vocal cords, puppets with tap dance qualifications, and impeccably constructed mayhem that will quack up the whole family. It's a very visual affair, as the ensemble are portraying different animals with colourful, lavish costumes that have so much detail, and some have individual puppets ranging from a lion, a parrot, hedgehog, and llama. The characters of Vic, Bishop and Scylla Casey stay in the same outfits until the very end, which consists of a white top, grey waistcoat, blue jeans and brown boots, with Scylla sporting a fluffy white goose outfit with all the features. McCallan, as Caroline Goose, has multiple fun costume changes during the 2.5-hour performance, starting with a traditional style yellow and orange geometric design dress that is vintage in style, with blue-white dotted sleeves, black shoes, a brown wig, and curlers in the hair, a designer-style handbag with hundreds of different coloured strips on it, and continues with a range of lavish, glamorous outfits in different colours with matching bags and shoes. The show also features lots of scenery and swing sets, and lots of golden eggs that Scylla lays. The front curtain displays a blue sky with grey clouds beneath, with a large white egg in the centre, with Gooseland in the distance, and a flurry of orange and red swirls of colour beneath. This panto is a lot of fun, featuring loads of comedy sequences and silly antics, some stellar musical performances, and the usual panto routines, plus a few surprises. McCallan really does shine as Dame, and it's astonishing how good he is at the age of 83, with his delivery of comic one-liners, rapid costume changes, and being overly energetic and animated on stage. He really is the glue that holds it all together, and it results in a thoroughly entertaining experience, and well worth a visit. Mother Goose is playing at a wide range of venues over the next few months. It will be home at the Duke of York Theatre London till January the 29th, 2023, with an audio-described performance on Saturday the 14th of January at 6:30 p.m. Check with the box office about a touch tour. To book tickets or for further information, you can call 0333 009 5399, which is the ATG access line, or you can email doybox@theambassadors.com. Mother Goose then embarks on a UK tour, visiting Chichester Festival Theatre from the 7th till the 11th of February, with audio-described performances on the 10th and 11th of February. Please note that John Bishop will not perform on the performance on the 10th of February. For further information and to book tickets, you can call 012 43 781312 or Google the Chichester Festival Theatre. It next visits Sheffield Lyceum from the 14th to the 18th of February with an audio-described performance on Thursday the 16th of February at 7:30pm. To book tickets, call 0114 249 6000 or Google Sheffield Theatres. It's on at Wolverhampton Grand from the 22nd till the 26th of February 2023. To book tickets, call 01902 429212 or Google Wolverhampton Grand. Then it moves on to Liverpool Empire from the 28th of February till the 4th of March 2023. To book tickets, call 0800 912 6971. Next up, the Oxford New Theatre from the 7th of March till the 11th of March. For more information or to book tickets, call 0333 009 5399 or Google the New Theatre Oxford. It's in Dublin from the 22nd till the 26th of March 2023 at the Borgash Energy Theatre. To book tickets, call 01 677 7999 or search on Google. And finally, it's on at Wales Millennium Centre from the 28th of March till the 1st of April 2023, with an audio-described performance on that day at 1:30pm. To book tickets or for further info, call 029 2063 6464 or Google search the Millennium Centre. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.